You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
We're going to talk more high school wrestling here today on the Coach's Corner. Yesterday, we talked Emory High School Wrestling, recapping the weekend. We're going to do the same today, talk Carbon High School Wrestling. And Coach Trent Greenhall is joining us in studio. Coach, always great to get you in. Thanks again for stopping by today.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Appreciate being here.
And I know that it was a big weekend. We had the Dave Smith Memorial.
Yeah.
Seven teams competing all in all. So 2 days of competition, Coach, and the kids get about six matches.
Yeah.
How did you assess the weekend, not from a team perspective, but from an event perspective?
Oh, from an event perspective. Well, I mean, I don't know if you remember back when we were in high school, it was always the Carbon Duels.
Right.
Went away for a while. Obviously, Coach Smith, a huge influence in my life. So I tried to bring it back, just more nostalgic for me than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So from an event perspective, I thought it ran really well. I had a couple teams drop out at the last minute, so it didn't have as many teams as we wanted. But overall, six matches. Majority of kids got six matches, and as far as the event, I thought it ran very smooth and very good. I'm excited to do it again next year.
Now, from a team perspective.
Sure. I was going to say one more thing. We actually had the girls wrestle.
Correct, yeah.
So it was awesome. Yeah. The girls' first time stepping on the mat with another team, and it was awesome. I'm sure Coach Parker has more insight than that for that, but I thought it was cool to have that. From a team's perspective, I was happy. So I didn't actually create a varsity team. I wrestled kind of half and half, and they wrestled well. Some of the boys went undefeated. Had one kid get most outstanding wrestler, Colin Fawcett. Actually didn't get scored on the whole tournament out of six matches. So it's got to be a good ego booster, right? So, but otherwise, I think they wrestled really tough.
It's been a couple of weeks since we last had you in, mm-hmm. and so now we actually have some results to talk about.
Sure.
If we go back and we talk about Duchesne, I know that was a great night for Carbon Wrestling. I think that's a great place to start.
Well, heck yeah. I mean, before we hadn't even seen... The only thing we'd seen them wrestle, I think blue and white had happened, right? But hard to tell. Yep. You've seen those guys wrestle in the room every day. Duchesne, it was nice to get that one. They beat us pretty bad last year. So I think the scoreboard showed 39-33. You and I had talked. One of those matches were actually a forfeit, but we didn't tell them. So I think we actually beat them 45-24-8, whatever. My math's horrible. But regardless of what the score was, the boys wrestled tough. They came together as a team, and it was nice to get that win under our belt, especially the start of the season.
And then South Summit, which was kind of a different story.
I thought you'd bring that up, yeah. South Summit, that was just an old-fashioned... I think we went to a butt-kicking contest on one leg. They hammered us. But the truth of the matter is our boys wrestled 6 minutes hard, and that's what I asked for them. I knew going into it South Summit was really tough. So I asked my boys, hey, give me 6 minutes hard. Even though it didn't come out the way we wanted it to, I guess my biggest praise that I have that night is actually from Jonathan Jukes. He wrestled 6 minutes hard with the number 7 ranked guy, pound for pound guy in the state. Ended up losing the match, but he gave me 6 minutes, and I couldn't have been happier with him. I've never been so happy to see a kid lose, I guess. But it was awesome.
You've said time and time again, you're not afraid to lose. You don't care if you guys lose.
No, not at all. Got to go compete. Can't win if you don't compete, and you gotta get beat to get better.
Since then, now we have the Dave Smith Memorial over the weekend. So now again, there's a bulk of competition for us to look at, a bigger sample size. And Colin Fawcett, you just can't say enough about this kid.
No, I really can't. He actually ended up third at the Salem Hills that tournament. Lost to the guy that won it by 1 point. Kid out of Idaho, so I guess we won't see him again. I'm sure Colin's upset about that. But even the rest of the team, they wrestled really well. I had a couple guys placed in the top eight there, which doesn't sound... I mean, you think top eight, hey, that's not great. But at the same time, the way they run their tournament, if you lose one match the first day, the best you can do is ninth. So, I mean, they're asking you to be perfect that first day of the tournament. So it's a big deal. So I had a couple guys do that, and I was really proud of them. The JV guys, holy cow. They don't get enough credit, but they are what are making my varsity guys better. I have a bunch of hungry freshmen. I keep using the word gritty. They're very gritty. They want to compete. And at the JV side, I think I had five or six JV wrestlers go undefeated on the JV side, so that's a big deal.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Trent Greenhall, again of the Corbin High School wrestling team, talking about the results. I mean, there's so much to talk about. If you join us every other week, you guys are wrestling two or three times a week. It's kind of the heavy schedule, and I know it's ahead of the Christmas moratorium, which you and I were talking about. It's coming up.
Yeah, we wrestled 15 matches since the last time we talked.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's a lot of, as I said, sample size. And so, Coach, this is a slower week for you guys,
yeah,
which probably isn't the worst thing.
No, coming off 15 matches, I think taking 4 days of, I'm going to use quotation marks, recovery. I say that lightly because last night was not a easy practice for them, but it's different than competition. So I think it's a good thing to give these guys some time, especially when we're wrestling so many matches. I think we talked last time. I set my schedule up to where we wrestle more duels in January. So we're still wrestling a lot, but it's not multiple matches in a week. It's one here, one there. And I'm hoping it's going to pay off. I guess I'll let you know in February.
And talking with Coach Kurt Christiansen yesterday, he had mentioned that around this time, you got to start looking towards state. And
right.
And in a roundabout way, you said the same thing. When you and I were talking off of the air, you were mentioning that now you're getting kids down to their weight.
Yeah, so there's hydration, right? I mean, I don't know if Kirk mentioned this yesterday. I didn't listen to him, but hydration is where determines what you can wrestle for the year. This weekend, I'm excited to see it. We actually got guys down to the weight we want them. So it'll be, this is where we really start looking, okay, hey, these are the guys we're going to be wrestling at state. So it's going to be big. Win or lose, we're going to learn. So I'm excited for that.
We've talked a lot about Colin. You mentioned Jonathan Jukes. Who are some other kids that have really surprised you or have done some really, really good work in these first 15 matches? Does any other individual name come to mind?
Yeah. In fact, I have, heck, I think a lot of them, but those freshmen, if I could, you know, highlight a couple of those, I got Tanner Greenhall. We call him Goose. He's done a lot of good things for us. He's wrestled varsity, stepped in a couple times. One of the only two wins at South Summit, looking great. He actually wrestled 138 at Salem Hills. His first three matches were all seniors. He won two of those, or won one of those three, but the scoreboard, I think he lost by 1 or 2 points. But to me, those are huge victories. The other one that's coming around, he's really starting to vibe for a varsity spot. He's going to be challenging the next day or two for a varsity spot, is Adrian Vasquez. He's coming up real good. Jack Vigor, Cal Peterson, they're all surprising me. I shouldn't be too surprised because I coached them last year. But, yeah, they're all coming up, and I'm excited for them. I mean, it's looking really good. Parker Holt, we call him Pepper. He's a senior. He's leading the team. Went undefeated this last weekend. Isaac Robinson. I guess I can go through my lineup and tell you every one of them, but we're a completely different team this year than we were last year, and I'm really excited about that.
That's a culture, right? That's what 100%. You're building. Yeah.
No, I think it's a culture thing. Last year, like I said, I think we've said this, they were getting used to me getting used to them. First year at high school coach, but I feel like we are creating the culture. I have a great coaching staff this year. Holy cow. I didn't recruit kids this year. I recruited coaches, and it's making a difference.
You know, when we talk about some of the younger kids, I think sometimes it gets lost in translation. You start talking about the freshman and the sophomore, and people say, well, what about the senior and junior class? They've been working towards this. But you worded something to me before we hopped on air. They're making the senior class better.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it's not an indictment on the seniors and juniors to talk about the sophomores and the freshmen. And even the group that you have coming in, it's going to be pushing those kids when they come in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a process.
I mean, I think in order to be a successful team, you have to have those young men that are hungry and they want those varsity spots. I have freshmen that want to wrestle varsity. I don't know how often that happens at the high school level. I think some freshmen are a little bit awestruck, might be the word to look at it, and they don't want to wrestle that varsity spot. But this class of freshmen, they all want a varsity spot, and I love it. And what it does is it makes my juniors and my seniors say, hey, this is my spot, so I'm going to work hard too. And they just all push each other. But even with the internal competition, I am really happy with where they are as a team.
What are some of the challenges that a wrestler, a student athlete wrestler, would face around this time of the year? Because, A, you're not at your weight, right?
Right.
You haven't been at your weight.
Right.
We've already had one moratorium with Thanksgiving. We have another one coming up with Christmas. And you're kind of in a new program. So what are some of the challenges that you would look at and say, this is what my kids are facing right now, that it's not necessarily unprecedented, but it's not something that every kid in the state is going through at this time?
I mean, it's number one is the parties, right? I mean, your family parties, your get-togethers, the food. The unhealthy food, not just the food, but all the soda and everything else that's around, they have to be disciplined. I think that's the number one. I mean, one of the challenges as far as maintaining your weight. Two, not wrestling the weight that you're at. Maybe you get caught in this trance of saying, oh, I can weigh heavier. But they have to be disciplined. They have a, I don't know if you've ever seen the printed off weight loss plans. And they have to make a certain weight on a certain day or else it resets and it sets them back a few days. So they have to be very disciplined that way. Probably my biggest emphasis to those that are listening, school, right? They are student athletes. They're not athletic students. So we have to be in school. We have to be getting our grades done. And I know we miss a lot of days because of wrestling, but we're disciplined. We got to get it done.
It's a challenge of a student athlete.
Right, 100%, no matter what level you're on.
Yeah, no matter what level, no matter what sport. I mean, that is the challenge 100%. Of a student athlete. This weekend, you get Manti, a couple of days. This is going to be a pretty big competition, 20 teams.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. They're going to put us in pools, and we'll wrestle out of those pools, meaning you'll wrestle everybody in that pool, see how you do. Then you get to wrestle out of a bracket and see what you know where you place at. Again, I don't put the emphasis on the winning as much as I do the competing. All my guys are giving me 6 minutes hard, and that's all I can ask. And fighting off our back, I think we talked last year. Nobody wants to get pinned, but you have to have that determination to get off my back and keep going, especially with short time and you know you're down by five. But I've been getting a lot of compliments this year that, hey, my guys fight in every position, and that's what I want.
And then after this weekend, it's one more meet on the 21st, right?
No, we go to Moratorium 21st to 25th.
20th.
Yep, and then we will wrestle the 20th, you're right, Union, excuse me.
Union.
Union will be intriguing. I'm excited to see how that goes. I haven't heard much about them this year. I tell the boys, so I try to practice the same thing. I don't scout, we just wrestle. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about what they do, let's worry about what we do. So, come out the 20th, we'll see how it goes. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I expect to win, I guess, but that's all.
Worry about Friday and Saturday first.
Yeah, we got to get through this weekend.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in and get an update on the boys
Absolutely.
And the team. Yeah, it's always fun to chat with you. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, looking forward to it. Thank you.
Definitely. We're going to pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll flip over to the national scene, and we'll talk NFL football. The quarterback spot specifically. I think there's a lot of quarterback storylines, especially after last night. Kyler Murray, torn ACL, out for the season for the Cardinals. It's not as if they had playoff hopes, but could that be the last time that Murray and Kingsbury are together? We'll talk about that and some of the other quarterback storylines when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.